Welcome back to JR Morning. Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas trade accusations of violating the recently brokered ceasefire. The violence has once again placed the people of Gaza in the crossfire and reignited questions about whether peace is even possible in the region. Now, in his latest op-ed, Palestinians must embrace peace, reject Hamas. Detroit News editorial page editor Nolan Findlay argues that the lasting peace will only come when Palestinians reject Hamas's leadership and embrace the future built on coexistence rather than conflict. And Nolan joins us now to share his perspective on this issue. Nolan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Good Monday morning to you. Your op-ed argues that the dream of a Palestinian state from the river to the sea is simply not achievable, but that Palestinians can have a peaceful and permanent homeland. What makes this moment different from past attempts at peace, Nolan?
Well, you know, I think it's the way it has come together and the way it's structured is designed to change the long-term dynamic in that region. And it's not just now a matter of bringing Israel and Hamas to some sort of agreement. You've got most of the Arab nations in that region involved in this and pledging their support for finally resolving this conflict. It's just, and it's gone on forever. And I think there's a weariness with it in the international community and certainly in that part of the world. But the choice here rests with the Palestinians. Do they, you know, what do they envision for their future? Are they wanting to build a safe and peaceful place for their children to grow up? Are they wanting to build a prosperous territory there in Gaza, or are they going to continue their obsession with wiping Israel off the map? Because by now they have to realize that's not going to happen. And so they need to turn their attention to their own future and making that future as hopeful as possible.
Jared Kushner last night on 60 Minutes was there in the Gaza Strip, and he said he saw people going back to their home after the war was over. And he said, mm-hmm. Where are they going? And someone said to him, they're going to their plot of land where their home is destroyed to put a tent there instead. And so I think for those people, they want a prosperous future for their kids.
They do. And so what's the obstacle? The obstacle is Hamas. And I think this is where the rest of the world comes in. We have to embrace reality here. Until Hamas is destroyed, until it's gone from the Palestinian territories, there will be no peace. And those folks over there, you know, will continue to live in fear and in danger and dealing with this everyday violence in their lives. I can't imagine what it's been like for them. But, you know, the key here is destroying Hamas. And you know, I'm a little skeptical because Hamas is the one doing the negotiating at this point with, with Israel, with the rest of the world. So, I mean, the bottom line is we've got to help the Palestinian people who want peace get rid of Hamas.
I know you suggest that empowering Palestinians who are willing to take a strong stand against Hamas. What does that look like in practical terms, Nolan? Are there legitimate leaders or movements that are kind of emerging that can fill that void?
What it means is we've got to get folks in there to protect them. We've seen these awful executions going on, more of the same from Hamas. I mean, this is an inhuman, monstrous organization. And so we've got to get folks in there. You know, this international peacekeeping force that the agreement talks about, you know, has to get in there and protect people from Hamas. I mean, that's, you know, that force isn't there to protect them from Israel. It's there to protect them from their own people who are manipulating them, using them, exploiting them, and killing them. And so, you know, we've got to provide some internal security and then get Palestinians who want a better future in decision-making positions, in leadership positions there.
How worried are you that this isn't going to hold? Because as you said, this has been going on for forever. And so Witkoff and Kushner heading back to the region just after they left and came to this agreement.
Well, you know, I think there's every reason in the world to be worried that it won't hold again, because you're testing the sincerity of Hamas here in fulfilling its obligations under the agreements. I mean, the first step was returning the hostages and both living and dead, and they've made progress on that. The second step is disarming and leaving, giving up control of Gaza. And I don't know. I think everybody would be understandable, Skip, if everybody was skeptical about that, given the history of the conflict and what we know about Hamas.
Nolan, while I got you here, we're just 2 weeks away from the election for Detroit mayor.
Yeah.
And did you happen to see the debate and your thoughts on that?
Well, you've got, I think we're about where we were after the primary. I haven't seen a real vigorous campaign here. Have you? I mean, it seems like Solomon Kinloch is sort of accepted the inevitable. I just don't see the sort of campaign I would have expected leading up to filling the mayor's office, the first vacancy we've had in 12 years. I thought it would be a more vigorous campaign.
He kind of caught a little flack about the National Guard, him not really coming out and saying no, but saying he would, work with the federal government. People kind of took that as him saying that he would okay the National Guard coming in. He said, no, that's not it. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think the National Guard's coming here. I think Detroit's not so much on the administration's radar screen. And I think the best answer to that question is, we can take care of our business here. And I think that's probably the way most voters feel. I don't sense that folks are clamoring here for outside help. We've been making some pretty good strides in violence. I mean, of course, everybody who's killed is one too many.
Right.
But we've been, I mean, the Duggan administration has been one of the things it's done very well is starting to turn that around with the help of the Community Violence Intervention Program. That's a good model.
Nolan
And
Finley. Nolan Finley. And I'm sorry, Nolan, we are out of time. Nolan Finley,
that's all
editor
right.
of the Detroit News editorial page. Always good to speak with you. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Just 2 weeks away, and we'll have a new mayor. Who will that be?
It'll
Who
be
knows?
odd, because we've had Mayor
That's
Duggan.
it for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up more on JR Morning, I'll tell you about a new CEO at the Motown Museum.